listening to Fernando and Greg.
Fernando, yo, Greg.
We were just talking about in Sassy Sports how Klay Thompson has been taking a lot of heat for criticizing fans for their performance at Warriors games. They're not cheering hard enough, he said. He then apologized. But Russ called in earlier. He said, no, Klay doesn't owe them an apology. He's right. The fans aren't cheering hard enough. They're just on their phones. And now Isaac is on the line.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up? So you agree with Russ?
I agree with Russ. Klay Thompson should not apologize. That fan base went at the moment, like about the team fan base wise.
It has definitely changed.
And he's not lying. I went to a Clipper Warrior game, and let me just tell you, when you go up to them courtside seats, he's not lying. It does look like they're going to a palladium. Even though I don't know what that means, he's not lying.
We still trying to find out what the palladium is.
I mean, is he talking about this club that was in San Francisco?
I don't know what that means, but I agree with him.
We didn't either. Hey, Isaac, let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. How was your bro Valentine's Day at the Sharks game?
Hey, it was cool. Yeah, tonight, another bro day.
Oh, you're going again?
It was that good, huh?
Hey, why don't y'all give me no shout-out like that one guy? I'm single, too, and I can clean my sheets.
What's your Instagram?
Hey, Isic94.
Okay, one more time, because we don't want to get it mixed up.
Isic94.
All right. I hit you with the follow. Oh, well, you're following me. I hit you with the follow back.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a good weekend, man.
Shannon, did he say I could wash my sheets?
He said I could wash my sheets.
Yeah.
Cochino. Well, maybe. Los
sheets. Well, I mean, the intention is there. I love, like, because of this love trap now, like, guys, like, hey, I clean my sheets. I'm a
cat. He said I could clean my sheets.
I don't know. We'll have to, when he calls back. Isaac likes to call. When he calls back, we'll ask him if he does or if he said he could. I mean, if he can.
I could clean my sheets.
I could. I could do it.
You know, I'm thinking back in those days now.
I could do my dishes.
My college days, when you had to pay, you know, go to the little laundromat at the dorm. I'm telling you, I had to have gone months.
But back in those days.
Yeah. I mean, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
When I first started living on my own, I'm like,
7, 8, 9, 10.
I mean, I can only afford one pair of sheets. So,
I wasn't getting them from Boll & Branch or any of those fancy places either. I was like, Kmart.
Yeah.
I was getting like the Kmart. You know how they say, like, you got to get like 600 thread count or 800 thread count, Egyptian, whatever. I think my sheets have 4 thread count.
Yeah.
That was it. I don't even know what a thread count
is. It was like
a
see-through web that I just put over to bed.
No.
All right. I think it's time for a special edition of Shan's News. Because today is 314. That'd be Pi Day.
There's also, I can't get too deep into this. But today is apparently also that
the guy's
male Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Steak and Valentine's.
I don't know if anybody's participating in that. We won't take your call on the air, but love to hear about it. 888-456-9970.
Blaze Pizza is offering free pizza.
Shan's not participating anymore. Anyway, go ahead.
You never know. For just $3.14 for anyone who downloads the Blaze Pizza app, Pyology is offering $3.14 for a pizza. It's buy one, get one for $3.14.
Oh, what?
Pyology. 7-Eleven, holla.
Okay. That's what I really want to know about. If you eat 7-Eleven pizza, please call us. 888-456-9970.
What's good at 7-Eleven?
The taquitos are hella good.
Okay, so this is 50 cents a slice today, right?
It's 50 cents slices and up to 2 whole pizzas for $3.14 each.
Okay.
So has 7-Eleven food changed?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's still rotating weenies on the counter.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Don't
but
hate
like,
on that taquito,
I see a lot of people eating it. They're getting food from there.
It's still under.
It's good.
You mean by a lot, Alex Harmon? I mean, that's
still
the only
surprising
person
to me.
I've ever seen eat.
They got chicken wings there, the cream cheese jalapeno.
She knows the entire
jalapeno
menu.
Poppers.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I mean, now this is two people right now who
it's
know
good.
Everything at 7-Eleven.
Papa John's also has a deal. 25% off any regular menu order. Marie Callender's is also offering free slice of pie. When you buy any full price entree, and that's it.
All right.
That I see.
There you go. Those are your deals on Pie Day.
Yeah, I think if you go to a if you're looking for a deal, pizza's going to be where it's at today. So probably all the pizza places are going to offer some kind of Pie Day.
All right. Good investigative reporting. Thanks, Shan. We appreciate that. Thanks for breaking
in. Thank you for breaking down the 7-Eleven menu.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Just one more of your talents. We didn't even know you possessed that.
Yeah.
All right. We're 11.
Get you a Slurpee and some food and hot Cheetos. It's a wrap.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening this morning. We appreciate it, Fernando and Greg Faithful. We're going to continue paying your bills all day.
Yo, Jazzy, you left your phone in the studio. You better get back over here because Shane is trying to look through it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see what's up.
She's trying to bust in.
See what's up. That's not your phone.
I was just seeing whose phone it was.
It's so funny because, you know.
He just walked out the studio.
We just did an OT podcast with our boss, Jazzy. Jazzy is like, he's very private. He really doesn't want to share a lot.
And then you're looking through his phone.
We need to post on his Instagram because he doesn't post anything fun.
But he's gonna change all that. He said he posts what he's passionate about, and he's passionate about music.
He posts all his DJ flyers to go to the club.
He wants you to join him. You know, he every Friday night, he is spinning at City Nights.
Saturdays.
Oh, well.
And you know the schedule. Saturday night.
I don't know. This is the girl giving away his wrong Instagram.
Girl, he just said it here. He said that he can't go Friday nights because...
I think you're wrong.
Family.
Nope.
Anyway,
girl,
Jazzy, get back in the
Jazzy,
studio.
Jazzy, come here and clear the air.
Hey, Sal the Rat, go get your daddy and tell him to come get his...
Tell Papa.
Ay, Papi. Hashtag love
Well,
trap.
Go ahead and follow Jazzy.
Look, Sal the Rat never moves so fast when we say, oh, we need Jazzy.
Do I get to go talk to Jazzy? Okay.
He loves Jazzy. Mm-hmm, is that his mentor?
That is his mentor. Yeah, he looks up to Jazzy Jim. They have their like talks. Jazzy's always up in there.
You left your phone and Shan was
trying to break in.
Did you see my slot?
Well, she tried to get in it. She tried a couple of different combinations. They didn't work.
To get in it.
Do you DJ Friday or Saturday nights at City Nights?
Saturdays.
Thank you. Where's my girl?
She loves to be right. You know what? I never thought I would meet a person that loved to be right more than me.
Because I'm always wrong.
Hello?
She's surprised. Okay, yeah. She's
more. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jazzy. Everybody go dance. City Nights.
Follow
Saturday
Jazzy
night.
Mix on Instagram. Yes. Tell him to go post some funner stuff on Instagram, too.
More fun.
What?
Yeah,
more
tell him that.
Yeah. He likes going to eat at bakeries. Post some baked goods.
All right. Well, we had a crazy day today. Of course, Love Trap was today. And a lot of people from the texting hotline said, hey, you know what? The guy was honest, at least.
Yeah, well, he came around to being
okay,
honest.
Okay, well, I did it. And all guys do it.
But he, you know, he came around eventually after there was just way too much evidence against him to really say otherwise.
Yeah.
All right. Go and check it out.
One last bit of, Love Trap is actually up. 997now.com. Yes. If you missed it, you can listen to it there. And we have one last thing.
I've got bills.
Yes, we do. Is this Benjamin?
Yes.
Benjamin, where are you?
We're going to pay your bills, man.
Right on.
Oh.
Right on. You're very chill, Benjamin. What are you doing?
I'm just at the house relaxing until I go to work tonight.
I can kind of tell.
You waking and baking?
Who told you to call us? Or did you hear your name?
My dad actually told me that he heard my name on the radio. So then I text my fiance. I said, did you sign me up for something? She's like, yeah, I forgot to tell you.
Well, you know what? Now we need to know, what is your fiance's name?
Yes, because that's who we need to thank here.
Her name is Evelyn.
All right.
Evelyn.
Well, now you have money to take Evelyn to a very nice dinner because since you didn't sign up yourself, you probably don't know this, but Thursdays, we double the payment on this, Benjamin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So now double your Comcast bill, all right?
Right on.
All right. Well, go ahead. You know what, Benjamin? You have a chill day.
This might not even pay for the shows I watch. It's probably paying for the shows that she likes to watch.
Well, hey, she's the one who did all the work.
It's something. All right.
Did you wake and bake by any chance?
I was curious, too.
Nah. I'm a old schooler, so... This is like my natural, you know,
chill.
How you
basically,
are.
My natural rhythm, basically. Yeah, that's how I am.
Okay. Right. You're like, you know who you kind of remind me of? Your speech pattern? You're kind of a Steph Curry. This is kind of how chill he is.
Okay. Hold on.
a minute.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. Thank you very much, Benjamin.
Wow.
Is Evelyn, what did you say her name was? Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Evelyn, call us right now. 888-456-9970. I want to hear from you.
Yeah, he says
you signed him up.
Evelyn.
I like, he's like, this is my natural, you know.
Cool.
Evelyn.
Yeah, he's just cool. That's all. Laid back. All right. See, regardless. God,
I'm like the opposite. I'm like a chihuahua.
Yeah, I know. If it were me, I'm like,
and he's over here like.
He's like, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I heard y'all call me. Yeah. What y'all want? Oh, we doubling your bill. We doubling your bill, man. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Nice. That's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Evelyn.
All right.
Benjamin, tell Evelyn to call us. We want to hear her excitement.
That way you can go back, listen to Quiet Storm, and she can listen to us. Thank you, Evelyn. We appreciate you, and we also do appreciate Benjamin. Thank you. More coming up. In fact, 10:20, Shannon will get you another name. You get through within 10 minutes. We're going to double your money as well, because that's how we do it on Thursday when we pay your bills at 99.7 now. We'll see you here for tomorrow. Of course, it is a Friday. Woo! We always turn up.